Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later we're going to talk with country artist and violinist Amanda Shires about her songwriting process, being a mom, and more. But first, some new music.
I've been in my bag anyway, trying to throw a bag in the safe. You can torture and bass. Baby, man, I want some baby hints. Travelers out here. Do what I gotta do, bruh. Do, bruh. Get up in my rearview mirror. I can't be riding, riding around that open strip. I need tents. Windows tint. I need tents. A windows tint.
That is Tints from the new Anderson .Paak record, Oxnard. That is his fifth studio album, Jim, and this artist, two, 3 years ago, approaching age 30, the career didn't seem to be going anywhere. There was a question about Anderson .Paak, whether anybody was going to pay attention. He had been making records out in California for a number of years, was a gospel drummer, floating around the music scene, came to Dr. Dre's attention. Nobody really remembers that Compton Dr. Dre comeback album very much anymore, 2015, but there were six cameos on that record by Paak, and that put him on the map for a lot of people. That really ushered in the breakthrough album Malibu that came out in 2016, one of the best records of that year. It turned him into a must-hear artist of the 21st century. Now we have the follow-up to Malibu, and it's called Oxnard. We're going to play a track from it before we review it. It's The Chase from Oxnard by Anderson .Paak on Sound Opinions.
See, you know I hit it almost every time and then I miss one. How we going to get ourselves up out of this one? Hard to get up from this like Sunny Liston. Feel like a Zay and Lambert with the Pistons. Bad boys but no Will Smithing. Only real fiction. Got to the fork in the road, a split decision. I could either split everything, my own decisions. That would take a little more time and more wisdom. That would take a little more grind and more vision. What's the difference between the poor and the rich man? Standing in line, I have a wristband. These are lessons you learn with no tuition.
That is The Chase by Anderson .Paak on Sound Opinions. Greg, this album is a letdown, sad to say. Not musically. I actually think this is one of Dre's best productions in a decade, maybe two. You know, I've never been a big, huge fan of the Dr. Dre West Coast kind of laid-back gangster sound. Here he's going to the roots of what those samples were with a real kind of fluid, natural, groovy, funk, old-school sound. And I think it helps that Paak is a drummer, right, and a great one. It's got a wonderful vibe, a sunny vibe, continuing, you know, with Malibu and that kind of sunny thing that he's been doing, even though he's singing about his hometown and the tough streets of Oxnard in this. The problem is lyrical. He doesn't have anything to say. He can't decide whether he wants to be a Mac Daddy or woke. And to me, everything that's wrong with this record can be summed up in that track Six Summers, in which he imagines a female Trump.
Hope her papa stick around.
Yes, Lord.
The revolution will not be televised, but it will be streamed live in 1080p on your pea brain.
And it's really distasteful, and a lot of the language about women is really distasteful and misogynistic. And then he'll drop some wisdom like, you know, we could and should do better than a racist president. And he can't decide which voice he wants to have.
I think it's a realistic voice, not being able to make up your mind. The conflictedness was part of what it meant to be growing up in Oxnard, you know, West Coast city, has its issues with gang violence. He was surrounded by that. The church was a sanctuary for him in a lot of ways. The fact that he was able to create a musical persona apart from that street persona in the church. And you can feel that conflictedness in this record. And I would say for the first half, it works. Even that song Six Summers that you dislike so much, I think this idea of this ghetto nihilism rubbing up against the idea that there's just people in power who don't care.
Yeah.
He remembers it from his childhood. It's still here. It's still going to be here decades from
now.
Yeah,
but what about the sexist kind of stuff that he just so casually tosses out?
There's that in this record, and there's elements of that throughout this record. But that doesn't bother me as much as the last half of the record, where I think he gets off to a strong start. I agree with you about the Dre production, but the last half of the record, he seems to be phoning it in a little bit. There's these bedroom jams, it's padded with these cameos.
I actually think Q-Tip's cameo and Kendrick Lamar's on that track we played up top, Tints, are far better than anything Pac gives us.
I just need a second, it's Q-Tip, then I'm just in here reflecting, head on collisions with memories in the intersection, looking in my rear view, wishing I could be near you, the freeway.
Well, you know, I think the cameos in part point to the weaknesses of this record.
Yeah.
He's a much better artist than that. He should be making records that don't need those kinds of crutches. This record, as a snapshot of growing up in Oxnard, a lot of potential. I think Malibu raised the bar very high for Anderson .Paak, and he does not get there with this record.
I'm not bitter, and I don't want her back. There'll be no rumors or blood on the tracks if it wasn't for mistakes being made that I wouldn't be.
That is a little bit of hooray, you got to say it with the exclamation point, Greg, from the new album by Art Brut. Wham! Bang! Pow! Let's rock out. also, exclamation points after every word. You know, Greg, what Jonathan Richman was to the Modern Lovers, the heart and soul, he was the Modern Lovers. Singer Eddie Argos is Art Brut. You gotta love Eddie Argos. He's been a comic book from his debut in the early 2000s. You and I were huge fans of the first album, Bang Bang Rock and Roll, which found Eddie Argos just narrating, because he can't sing. He kind of just does this stand-up narration of his life in the clubs, in a rock band. That was his dream. I want to be in a band. And that's what he sang about. We are now quite a ways down the line from that debut. This one, Bang, Pow, Etc., is the fifth album by Art Brut. Many of Eddie's original band members are gone. He is now based in Berlin, no longer in London. What is he giving us, these many years later, on album number 5? Let's play a track. We'll come back and give our reviews. I hope you're very happy together. He later adds a parenthetical, but I wouldn't mind it if you're not. By Art Brut on Sound Opinions.
I know that it's a cliche, and I swear I'm not lying. But the day you left, I dreamt I was flying. A record collection split in two, and you took all the bad songs away with you. Hopefully, this'll be the last breakup song I ever need. I hope you're very happy together. And if you're not, that's even better. I hope you're very happy together. And if you're not, that's even better.
That is Art Brut with a track called I Hope You're Very Happy Together from the Wham! Bang! Pow, Let's Rock Out album. It's hard to get through that with a straight face. This is the first album in quite a while from these guys, 7 years to be exact. Talk about your one-trick pony, right? When you heard that debut record, Bang Bang Rock and Roll, we all loved it. We go, where do they go from here? What's next? How do they follow this up? And basically, they gave us 4 more albums that were basically lesser versions of that first record. This does not mitigate my eternal love for Eddie Argos and everything he represents. I mean, as you so aptly describe him, he's like the every schlub that we all are deep inside.
He's us, but he has a band.
And the awkwardness and, you know, the stumbling through life and unable to shake these past breakups, but he makes fun of himself. And, you know, every cliche that you think a rock singer is, he's the exact opposite of that. He's just a non-cliche. And I love the individuality there, the courage to be his own person on these tracks. Now, that said, he's not giving us anything new here.
No.
But it is a very solid
musically
Art Brut record. It is a pop rock record with big sing-along choruses. They've added some horns. They're not really changing the template at all for over those five records. There are some witty lines in here. I think the song we played, "I Hope You're Very Happy Together," you know, that conflictedness about a breakup and then, you know, forgetting her but not really forgetting her. We've all been there. The title track, I love that line, "I want to wake up smelling like smoke under a pile of strangers' coats." You've all woken up in somebody's apartment at 4 a.m. and going, how did I get here and why? We can relate to his ineptitude.
He is a student of pop culture and rock history.
Yeah.
I don't want her back. There'll be no Rumors or Blood on the Tracks,
right,
singing about two of the most famous divorce albums in history.
Yeah. Albums littered with those pop culture references.
I think you're missing something. Because the first couple of times I listened through, I said, another album from Art Brut. Used to love them. They were guests on Sound Opinions, one of our first shows on public radio. Then I got it. He is now singing about the only thing sadder than being a poor schlub who wants to be in a band but has no talent, which is to now be a poor middle-aged schlub who was in a band that had no talent. And now, you know, he's old and nobody wants him, and it's particularly sad. And he has diverticulitis and he has to go to the hospital, right? Which he sings with the exclamation point, "Hospital!"
They tried to make me go to rehab. And I said, that's probably a very good idea. When I get out of the hospital.
And, you know, his girlfriend dumped him. And he is truly pathetic right now, you know?
Well, he says, as he says in that song, cult figure, you know.
He's a cult figure.
That's who we are, and that's who we shall be forevermore.
I'm a footnote to a footnote in rock history, and he deserves it. And then once I started realizing that that's what the theme of this album was, it made me a lot happier. Because, you know, as bad as my life could be, I'm not Eddie Argos. As always, we want to hear from you. Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, with your opinions on the new Anderson .Paak or Art Brut Records. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Coming up, Amanda Shires joins us for a live performance in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.